I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here again with my friend John Lunger.
And this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. We are two smart boys trying to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads.
All of that bad boy.
And we are...
How much research are we doing, John?
Zero. Zero. So you waited till we started recording to open your Schweppes.
Every single time a can opens on a recording, everyone assumes it's beer. Nah, this is a seltzer water.
Baby. Yeah, what is that? Raspberry lime?
Raspberry lime.
You know, Schweppes does not get enough recognition in the seltzer game. Real good,
no.
Strong flavors. Strong
Schweppes
flavors.
Gets enough recognition in the pilot for the show Baskets and little else.
Huh. You know, there are people that call it Schweppes, which is fun, but wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It is wrong.
So we're back on our bullshit. We're writing.
Back on it.
We are rewriting all of Wikipedia. You know, we are at a good place. Like, we did a little buddy episode because you were touring the country.
Yeah, your little buddy was out there on the road a bunch in October.
Yeah, so we're back. And it's the first time we've recorded in a while. And it feels like a natural point to, like, kind of reflect. The post-it note that keeps the score of who's winning,
yes.
We're up 9-6-4. So we've won 9 times. Wikipedia has beat us 6 times, and we've tied 4 times.
We're really doing great.
We are. But, like, I don't know. Looking back, what have we learned about Wikipedia so far?
Surprisingly bad. Like, as a guy who, I think I've mentioned it on the show, would, like, defend it when teachers were like, hey, students, don't use Wikipedia. And I'm like, no, it's a perfectly fine resource. Just use it as, like, a jumping off point, not as, like, a primary reference. I don't know if I can stand by that statement anymore. Wikipedia's hot garbage.
Well, I mean, I think you can stand by that statement. We have found quite a few terrible pages, but, you know, those ones that we tied on, those ones that we lost on, there have been ones that if I was researching something, they would have functioned admirably as a jumping off point. But then there's just hot trash too. Like, there's no middle ground. There's
fast
no
pitch softball, awful page.
Yeah.
Like, man, not enough information on there at all. A lot of it was just garbage in terms of writing, and they were repeating things.
Yeah, showers. We were dicking around for that episode,
man.
And we did way better. They define shower as a place, which is the dumbest thing.
Showers
ever.
Aren't places. It's a state of mind, as I think we established. Showers are in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Man.
The shower was inside you the whole time.
None of the hotels or Airbnbs that I stayed at in this past month, and there were several, had bathtubs.
Really?
All, like, stall showers. Like,
wow.
Like at the gym, but like a little bigger. But
did you just slept in gyms, didn't you?
I just have that Planet Fitness card where you can go to all of them, and I just take a little nap on the treadmill, and
that's
then
a good idea.
They're open all night. You can go in and take a little nap on the treadmill. No one's there at 2 in the morning. You just take a little nap, and then you take a shower.
That's actually a pretty good life hack, Glenn. Like, you don't have to buy a hotel. Just have a Planet Fitness membership.
I mean, you could get by probably sleeping in your car, showering at a gym.
Probably.
I wouldn't want to, because you know what's great?
Showers,
beds. Yeah, for
beds
sure.
Beds are awesome.
Hotels that you can put a little sign that says, please leave me alone, on.
God. I wish we could have that, just signs that we wore around our necks.
I like that Apple has incorporated that as a feature on the phone.
There's
do not disturb mode where people cannot call or text me, which
nice.
Is all. I leave it on all of the time.
Well,
I don't ever need to hear from anybody.
Yeah, we're
I think you're on the list, though. There's the
the list of people that get
the
past
favorites
it.
List that
oh
get
my gosh.
Passed. I think you're
oh my
on
God.
There,
Glenn. You're not on mine.
I think I put you on there for the Baltimore trip.
Huh.
Like, if we got separated,
you know, I think I might put you on mine now.
You don't have to.
I'm never
going to call you on the telephone.
Yeah, I know, but still. Hey, we don't do long episodes, and we haven't even picked a topic
Fair
yet.
Point.
So let's dive in. Let's see if we can pick up all that momentum that we left off with and see what we can come up with.
Yes.
So did you leave a query on the social
media? I did.
Media?
So we're recording this November 1st, the day after Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if last month wasn't so hectic, I would have planned better, and we would have recorded this before Halloween. Maybe even put out a special episode on Halloween, but we didn't do that.
No,
so,
and I think it's pretty clear that pre-planning things is not our strong suit.
No. Plus, like, we record a lot. The problem we had last week was we record a lot of these in advance because we're both fairly busy boys, and we don't always have time to sit down and record on a regular schedule.
Yeah, sometimes we're just hot and grumpy.
So we book, we bank a lot of them, and then we have a little buffer, but that buffer done run out.
Pulling that curtain back.
That buffer done run out last time. So we can't, well, it's harder to, like, plan and schedule things around events. But Halloween was yesterday. So I put up a video asking for spooky suggestions. I don't remember what I said in the video.
Okay.
Maybe I'll encore it. I'll encode the video.
You'll encode it?
I'll encode the audio of the video. You're not going to do that. That's I'm not going to encode it.
Hey, internet friends. Tell me something spooky Halloween type stuff that you want to know more about that you think John and I know at least something about, but not a lot. Like, not Nosferatu. I know a lot about Nosferatu, but something like Nosferatu. Something Nosferatu-esque and spooky.
So what do you got suggestion-wise? What do people leave?
I'm going to need... Oh, wow. We have a bunch.
Oh, good. His mouth moves while he counts. I'm counting. I want everyone to know that his mouth moves while he counts.
I'm counting. I can read real good. But, well, because the problem was, Internet Duncan, former substitute teaching student of mine, he was. I snuck him into a bar to do comedy once. He commented, but with like five things in the one comment. And it's,
what are you doing, Duncan?
Duncan, buddy.
Buddy, what are you doing? So I'm going to need a number from Duncan.
1 to 6.
1 to 6? Yeah. We're going to go with 6.
All right. Vincent Price.
Vincent Price. Vincent I know Price. Little about him. This is going to be great.
Famous spooky boy.
Very spooky boy.
The spookiest of all boys. All
right. Well, who do we thank for that suggestion?
That's Duncan. Oh, I don't know. Duncan? He's his.
Yeah, just Duncan. Duncan's fine.
Yeah, Duncan, thanks, thank you. I know because if it's like comics and stuff, I like to, you know,
give him a
get
plug.
The whole name out there. Yeah, but this I don't is
a
know
child that you snuck
to.
Into a bar one time.
He's an adult man now.
Oh, well.
He works at a Starbucks that I frequent.
Oh. What's up, Dunks? Okay.
Though I haven't seen him there in a while. Maybe he got fired.
Vincent Price. He's
Vincent
dead.
Vincent Price.
No
dead.
Longer living.
No. He's beyond the thriller.
So he was at least a television and movie star, possibly radio?
Yeah, gotta go stage and radio just because he's super old. He predates any technology. He's 1,000.
I think he's been dead most of my life.
No.
No? Really? Just recently passed?
Pretty recent.
What are you thinking?
2011.
Okay.
Or 1998. I have no idea. Or 1908. Who knows? He's been a ghost the whole time. Surprise.
He's like, Vincent Price is if like John Waters hosted late night horror movies on cable TV.
I would love to see John Waters host late night horror
movies
everybody
on cable
TV. Yeah.
Everybody would.
If there's not a local station in Baltimore trying to get that going right now, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah, seriously, Charm City, get your shit together.
Get your shit together.
But that's a pretty good, like, he is very idiosyncratic.
Yeah.
Yeah, very flamboyant, over the top, energetic. Spooky.
Very spooky. Known for his horror roles, I think, more than anything else. And I think, as is common, kind of got typecast at a certain point in his career. I feel like if we go early Vincent Price, dude's doing some leading man stuff. He's up there, you know, trying to get some classic Shakespeare roles up on the stage.
Like that early.
Did he do Henry VIII? Maybe. Probably. I don't remember which one that is. There's a lot
it's
of
the
Henrys.
One, dude. Literally, it's in the
that's
title.
The crazy. Is that the one Anthony Hopkins is doing right now?
I assume. You know, with those early leading men, right? Like that dawn of the TV age. Like there was like 6 actors, anyways. Like he was one of them, so they got to play a lot more roles. But then, as the medium solidified and more actors were available, it wasn't just, you know, those 6 actor dudes. You know, he got kind of earmarked into that kind of he's best when he's like I remember good friend comedian Ryan Hill saying Vincent Price is best when he like knows a secret, when his character is like plotting, almost like Tim Curry in Clue.
Yeah, I would love to see Vincent Price in Clue. It'll never happen because he's dead, but they're remaking that movie, so
I wish there was a movie that had Tim Curry, Vincent Price, and John Waters in it.
It'd be the best movie.
Right.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a great example because like Tim Curry claims to not know what's going on in Clue a bunch. He's just the butler. He doesn't know. He's getting envelopes just like everybody else. But depending on the ending, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. And then you look at something like House on Haunted Hill, classic Vincent Price film.
Yep. Is that... I don't know if that's his most famous, but I mean, I feel like
The Thriller video is his most famous.
Feature film.
The Thriller's pretty long.
Yeah, I mean, it's not feature long. It's maybe short film.
They had to have tried, right?
I'm sure.
Like, there's
got to be so many spec scripts floating around for a Thriller movie.
Yeah.
Cast your thriller movie right now. Obviously, Michael.
Who are we casting as Michael?
Oh, we're going to do it present day? Oh, that's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, they're great. Dead. Everyone's dead.
I mean, you got to go Donald Glover, right?
I was going to say Jabuki Young-White.
Okay, either. Either are passable.
Either are passable. I mean, Donald Glover could certainly carry the music end of it.
Right. And the dancing end of it.
And the dancing. Jabuki, I feel like, has probably got moves. I don't know. I've only ever seen him do stand-up, but...
So you know how he knows how to work a mic stand?
He works like a mic stand, and I think in his first Tonight Show, he's got like a red leather jacket on. So that I think that's why I'm thinking of
it. Well, we could have a wardrobe department on this movie. Fun fact.
Right, we don't have to find someone who already owns a red leather jacket.
Yeah, I'm assuming that this is going to get greenlit.
Yeah, I'm fine with either.
Right. So who's playing Vincent Price's kind of narration
role? Who's the modern-day spooky boy? And I feel like you nailed it out of the gate with John Waters. I think that's that's who we get.
I'm on board
Johnny
with
Watts.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Not as, like, sinister sounding of a voice, but still, like, a little throaty and unsettling.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's some great, you know, voiceover actors that could probably, you know, do some interesting things. Like, Billy West would be interesting to see what he would do. Of Ren and Stimpy fame and Futurama.
Futurama, Doug.
He's in Doug?
He was Doug.
Oh, no,
Billy West gets around.
We're doing a really good job naming facts of things that are
not Vincent
Price. Because neither one of us
Vincent
have
Price
really
was not
any
in
clue.
Doug. Well, I did listen to like a two-part podcast about the life of Vincent Price probably last Halloween, and I don't remember anything from it. Other than that.
How did he die?
Poisoned.
He was poisoned?
No, but...
That would be amazing if he was, right?
He should have been. Like, we should not have let Vincent Price die naturally.
Like, it would have been a courtesy to kill him in the most spookiest of ways.
Yeah, and then prop his body up and you have to solve the mystery at his funeral. That's how Vinny probably wanted to go out.
I almost feel like his viewing was probably the greatest viewing of all time.
It was a real monster.
Oh, no. Stop it. I recently learned how much you love the Monster Mash.
Oh, it's so much.
It's a song about a song. Like, we don't actually... Like, that's... I don't like that part of it.
Here's the thing. That is the Die Hard is a Christmas movie of things to say about the Monster Mash.
It's a song about a song?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you don't hear it. You do. It's explained in the lyrics.
Well, it's explained, but you don't actually hear it.
It is. You do. The song that they are singing is the Monster Mash. He's turned the Transylvania Twist into the Monster Mash, and he's presenting it to you.
I hate you so
much. Like, you know how Chubby Checker's singing the Twist?
Yeah. That's,
and he's like, let's do the
Twist again, like we did last summer.
He's telling you what... How could you do it last summer if this is the Twist and you were telling me about it now?
Like we did last year.
Right?
Do you remember when? I gotta stop or else we owe money.
Did you know that Chubby Checker didn't really... He wasn't the original recording artist of that show? Song? Everything's a show to me.
Yeah, no, I
he was like
not.
At the studio for America Bandstand, mm-hmm. and then that song popped, and they're like, hey, can you just get up there and sing it? And then he did, and then that also became popular, but he didn't like write it. He was like a novelty act.
Like the Monster Mash.
Hey, keep Bobby Boris Pickett's name out of your mouth.
I didn't say his name.
I wish someone did the Monster Mash. So Vincent Price covered the Monster Mash.
Did he really?
Yes, in a weird TV movie. It was like Vincent Price's Monster Party.
That's amazing, and I can't believe I'm doing this because I'm almost torpedoing our chance to get a point here. But to really kind of right the ship and get back to Vincent Price, we have to finish casting our thriller movie.
Oh, fair
or
point.
Else it's just a loop that's open, and it's going to drive me nuts.
All right.
So who's the love interest?
Who's the love interest? I feel like... Whichever one we don't give Michael to. Like, if we give Michael to Donald Glover, then mm-hmm. Jabuki, Young White, love interest. Oh, or other way around.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Now
I was also like rooting
zombies.
For Lupita Nyong'o to really lower herself and find a way into this.
To just
this.
Be in the dumbest idea.
Yeah. Love her.
Now, who's going to play zombie number four?
Zombie number four. Okay, good question. I feel like Joel McHale has a way of working himself into places he doesn't belong.
Yeah, and did some zombie work on Community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like it would be
so
a real treat.
So did Donald Glover.
Yeah, it'd be a real treat.
And I believe Donald Glover was dressed as Michael Jackson in that episode.
Okay. I feel like that's a natural kind of
stopping point.
Yeah, I'm convinced we need to do this. All right. So I guess.
Congratulations, Donald, on your upcoming role.
Yeah, I know. You're really hurting our thriller for the feature. Parts. Yeah.
That is a joke, but also, like, I do this thing where when I have projects I'm supposed to be working on, do other dumber projects. Like, I might write a thriller.
Right, you wrote a spec script of Alf.
When I wrote an Alf episode because I had a ton of things that I needed to get done.
So Vincent Price's special that you brought up.
Yes. This was later Vincent Price, too. This was like already kind of parodying himself as guy in every scary movie, hosting a party. He has like a slur for humans. Because all the guests are monsters and meat aliens bags? And stuff. I want to say it's Humies.
Humies? That's pretty good.
But I don't. If you look up Vincent Price Monster Mash, you can watch the clip online. And it's.
Maybe you can encode that into the
maybe
episode.
Maybe I'm going to encode it.
Encode it? Is it encode? Encode.
Encode.
I don't know.
Record.
We don't have enough recall to remember what we said like less than 10 minutes ago, let alone try to remember anything about Vincent Price. The only thing we can hope for at this point is a dog shit Wikipedia page, which, you know what? Odds are in our favor.
Yeah, it might happen, but there's a lot. There's like biographies out there. There's a lot of info to be had on Mr. Price. Also, horror fans love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. He's very good. He's a guy who, like, I'm trying to think of a modern equivalent of an actor who's really, like, bringing it in just, like, a C-minus movie. Tom Hardy in Venom.
Yeah. John C. Reilly in every movie
in
that he's
almost
in.
Everything he's in.
Yeah.
Where it's like, John, this is beneath you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. He's just like, it's nothing's beneath me. I'll take the role.
Solid impression.
Thanks.
Well, like Tom Hardy in Venom. Venom's not a good movie. It's a fun watch, especially if you take too many painkillers before you go see it. Don't abuse your painkillers. But if you took one and then forgot and then took another one and then saw Venom.
This feels like maybe autobiographical.
Yeah.
Did you bring any school children to the movie while you were rolling on painkillers?
I'm going to sneak all the kids in to watch Venom. Oh, man. How much better would the Venom voice have been if it was Vincent Price?
I didn't see it, and I recently learned some facts about the movie that makes me not have to stay away from Venom.
Is it that Venom and Boy Venom Smooch?
No, I don't care about that.
I forget.
In fact, that would probably make me want to see it
more. I forget the character's name. Eddie Brock.
Yeah?
Is the character.
That's
name.
Good.
I'm trying to remember it from the movie. I'm like, right.
So they're trying to make me ship Venom and not
remember.
Eddie Brock?
Yeah, and I couldn't remember it from the movie, okay. But then I remember it. I'm like, I've read a lot of Spider-Man comics. I was like, oh, right, it's Eddie Brock.
Right.
At one point, someone else is wearing the Venom suit, and they smooch Eddie Brock.
Oh, I like that.
To give the Venom suit back. It's way hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock hard over here for... Venom smooches.
Cool.
Would have been better if it was Vincent Price.
Oh my god, everything. I mean, do we have anything to actually say here? Or do we just
got that
go to
Vincent
Wikipedia?
Price that he?
Because I think are we keeping track of time? I'm loosely keeping.
We
track
got
of time.
That he covered the Monster Mash. That's about it. We are at we about. We wasted too much time.
Yeah,
we need to throw some facts out.
Okay, so House on Haunted Hill.
What year was he born?
1929.
Sure.
I tried to do math in my head, and then it got hard, and I just quit.
Yeah. Born 1929 I feel like not a major metropolitan area, but not like the middle of nowhere either.
Like maybe the suburbs of St. Louis, Missouri.
I was going to say Peoria, but we'll go St. Louis.
Okay.
Started as a stage actor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's how you get right. in the biz.
His King Lear was praised far and wide.
And then they're like, oh, hey, TV now. We need some spooky boys. I feel like...
First role,
not a spooky role. First role, leading man in... I'm trying to Kaiser Soze an answer here off your...
No, well, you're already wrong. His first role was he was ensemble in 42nd Street. He was not... You don't get leading role, leading man, your first role.
You don't know. You're not Vincent Price.
Yeah, that's true. Fun fact about me in high school theater club, my first role, male lead. What's up? I guess that does happen.
My first role was Aegeus in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wow.
Or, I don't remember the character's name. I was like a dad in a student-written play.
That checks out.
That was even back in high school. I can picture you as a dad.
It was a bad. It was. I was a like. I got baby face now, and I was like a short boy.
All right, you rattle off some more Vincent Price facts Vinny while I pull up the page.
Not his real name. Changed it for the biz. Just because it sounds cool. I want to say, I'm trying to cheat and read, but I can't. My eyes are too bad. House on Haunted Hill. That House of Wax, the one where he's got a weird face, the one that they watch in The Big Sick, the Monster Mash thing that I said earlier.
All right, well, you're out of time.
I got nothing.
Before we turn to
my apologies to the Vincent Price estate.
That's all right.
And all of his living relatives.
All right, before we turn to Wikipedia, we have to thank this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is Billboards. Thanks, Billboards.
Billboards. Do you want to ruin a perfectly good landscape? Billboards. Do you want to be illegal in, I think, Vermont? Billboards.
Really?
I think there's one state where they're like, yeah, nah, you can't. Oh. You can't fuck up this beautiful tree line we got going on.
Do
I think
you
it's
have
Vermont.
Very strong religious opinions that you want to force on other people?
Yeah, do you want to make Glenn uncomfortable in the middle of a lonely two-lane highway in the middle of West Virginia? Billboards.
Hey, use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout to save 13% off Billboards. Thank you, Billboards. All right, welcome back. We don't actually take a break, so there's no welcome back.
No, yeah, there's no. We're just
here. It was a live
here.
Read. It was all pre-written. Vincent Price, this article is about the actor. For other uses, see the disambiguation.
Like what? Can we just pop over that disambiguation?
Oh, you know we're
going
to pop over to disambig. It might also refer to, there are four other Vincent Prices listed here. There's the cricketer, the English cricketer, or person who played cricket.
Not cricketer?
Cricketer.
I believe you. I'm just saying I think my way's better.
Currently speaking, the president of Duke University, Vincent Price.
Duke.
Mm-hmm. The railway architect in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia.
How good of a railway architect you got to be to get a Wikipedia page. Good for you, Vinny Price.
Yeah, that person is presumed dead because they were born in 1868, but their death is question mark. We're going to have to go offline and look into that. That mysterious.
I assume that's the
mark.
One that Duncan wants to know about. He wants us to solve a murder.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2013, the classic rock band Deep Purple, on one of their new albums, recorded a song called Vincent Price.
About the railroad guy?
Presumably. Don't have time to check it out. But what we care about is Vincent Leonard Price Jr., born May 27th, 1911.
So it is his real name. We're off to a bad start.
Died October 25th, 1993.
Ooh, way off on that one.
Yeah, but don't worry, Glenn. There's good news I'm going to get very excited about in a minute.
We really whiffed this bad boy.
Vincent Leonard Price Jr. was an American actor known for his performances in horror films. His career spanned other genres, including film noir, drama, mystery, thriller, and comedy.
And porn.
He appeared on stage, television, and radio in more than 100 films. He has two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one for motion pictures and one for television. He was born and raised near St. Louis, Missouri. What's up?
All right.
Yeah.
Bonus points for really, because not even just St. Louis. You called the suburbs of St. Louis.
Yeah, born and raised near St. Louis. So excited.
That's a
He was a big art fan. He was a collector, a consultant. He had a degree in art history.
Yeah, I think that came up on stuff you missed in history class, which is what
he was also a noted gourmet cook.
That I don't think came up. Give me some tasty bites, Vinny.
All right. So that's his quick intro. We go into...
So we already lost.
Yeah, we already lost. And in fact, you know, like we could just read the sidebar here to really prove how wrong we were. He went to Yale. Let's see. Noted for House of Wax, House of Usher, The Pit and the Pendulum, The Raven, The Mask of the Red Death, The Abominable Dr. Phoebes, is that how you say that?
That's the one that they watched in The Big Sick that I couldn't remember the name of.
A lot of films based on Edgar Allan Poe stories.
Yeah, that's. I feel like we definitely should have hit that because he did. I mean, Edgar Allan Poe already well known at the time, but Vincent Price's readings of those is I think what most people picture. Like if you say think of The Raven, you got Vinnie Price's voice in your head.
Yeah,
like that's who's
reading
to you.
Probably don't even realize.
Or maybe Maurice LaMarche.
Maybe. So yeah, he
who
did,
I think read it as the brain in something forever ago.
He did graduate from Yale with a degree in art history. He worked on their campus humor magazine as well. He went to the Courtauld Institute of Art in London, and he got a master's in fine. Well, he was studying for a master's in fine art, but that's where he was first drawn into the theater, preparing professionally on stage in 1934. In 35, he performed with Orson Welles' Mercury Theater. So that was probably a pretty good launching pad for our friend. His first venture into the horror genre was the Boris Karloff film The Tower of London. He was also in The Invisible Man Returns, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Some good big hits here. I'm not going to read them all because, like we said, I think
over 100. He's very prolific.
It's too many to read. In the 60s, he was involved in a lot of low budget Roger Corman movies. It feels like something that you and I should have known as well.
Yeah.
He was in the Ten Commandments.
He was the seventh commandment.
Yeah. Thou shall not something.
If that that better not be thou shall not murder, because I feel like he would murder. How many people did he murder? All of them? Everyone's dead.
You know that
Vincent's.
Yeah, there doesn't have
tireless hand. Wow.
So I'm not gonna read. I'm gonna stop. Like, he's done voiceovers with Alice Cooper, for Alice Cooper, the Brady Bunch. He was on the Muppet Show. There's a sentence of. In 1976, Price recorded a 45 RPM single, a cover of Boris Pickett's Monster Mash, putting his voice to a backing track laid down in London by two record producers. Blah, blah, blah. Didn't have any success. Sorry, Glenn.
In life at all? But then there was that TV movie where he did it, and it's a very weird video. I highly recommend you look it up.
And then, honestly, this one I can't believe we missed. One of his last major roles was also one of his favorites. He was the voice of Professor Radigan in Walt Disney Pictures' The Great Mouse Detective in 1986.
Yeah, and I love The Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah. There's a section on cooking here. He was a noted gourmet cook.
Great chef.
And he, in fact, authored several cookbooks with his second wife, Mary, including A Treasury of Great Recipes, Mary and Vincent Price Present a National Treasury of Cookery, Mary and Vincent Price's Come Into the Kitchen Cookbook, A Collector's Treasury of Great American Recipes. And
so not great at naming things.
Not really. Cooking Price-Wise with Vincent Price.
Ebook available right now, $9.99.
Ooh, you're overpaying for that ebook, probably. That is overpaying. All right, let's check out the death section here. He suffered from emphysema as a result of being a lifelong smoker, and he also had Parkinson's disease. His symptoms were especially severe during the filming of Edward Scissorhands, which I did not realize he was in.
I don't care for Edward Scissorhands.
His illness also contributed to his retirement from the TV show Mystery in 1989. He died of lung cancer at UCLA Medical Center at the age of 82. He was cremated and ashes scattered off of Point Doom in Malibu, California. Or Dume. I don't know how you say that. D-U-M-E? Mm-hmm.
I think you say Doom now that they sprinkled Vincent Price's ashes there.
Hell yeah. And then there's some links to a filmography page. There's an actual Vincent Price filmography page. They made it a different page because the dude's in too much stuff. So squarely we lose.
No contest. Sorry.
Yeah.
We let you down. Duncan, Vincent. Listeners.
And I gotta say, we were really down on Wikipedia for being so garbagey and like saying it shouldn't be a source for research. This is one of the good ones. This is a good page.
You're one of the good ones.
You're one of the good ones, Vincent Price Wikipedia page.
I feel like people, especially if you have like a fan base, and Vincent Price had a huge one because like horror people love horror.
Right.
Like they're in there they're fact checking each other's work.
Yeah, I mean,
the fast pitch softball community is not as dedicated to their Wikipedia page editing.
These fucking nerds know where his ashes were scattered.
Right.
Although, hold on, I gotta see if there's a citation for that.
Yeah, and I also feel like we should not have attempted this one. There's no way we were gonna know more.
Yeah, there's no citation for the ashes scattered part of this. That's conjecture.
They threw it into the fires of Mount Doom for all I care. You can't just make stuff up, Wikipedia. You know what? You're disqualified. We win.
Oh, no, Glenn. Yep. Come on. Don't do them dirty like that. They earned it. They earned it. I'm giving them the win. It's 9-7-4 now. We're still in the lead. Put your big boy pants on and take a loss like a champ. Okay.
Never learned how. We've talked about it in earlier episodes.
We're working on it now. All right, it's fake fact time because we end every episode by coming up with a fact that is fake that if we were those kind of people, we would leave on this page to be jerks or make a joke. This feels icky, like messing with a dead guy who I look up to.
So
it's got to be something lighthearted, like he was the voice of every villain on Scooby-Doo ever.
I feel like that's not believable, but I think he definitely appeared on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I glossed over that part, yeah.
I think what we could do is he voiced more characters on Scooby-Doo than anyone.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Except maybe Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
We'll give it to Vinny.
Love you, Vinny.
Vinny P.
Well, that's it.
Go watch House of Wax.
Yeah, go watch House on Haunted Hill.
That one I actually like better than House of Wax.
Don't watch House of Wax.
House on Haunted Hill is where it's at. Even the remake, kind of fun.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe, like us, leave comments, like us on Facebook, do all that crap so we can keep doing this.
Also, like me specifically on Facebook, I'm very close to 1,000 people on there.
There you go.
Let's cross that threshold.
I don't have a comedian page because I'm not a big boy like you. But you can help me out.
I started it when I was substitute teaching because students were finding my Facebook page. And right. I did it to like throw them off the scent.
Well, you guys can do me a solid by telling Glenn's mom about this podcast.
Yeah. Tell Pam Tickle.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.